Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler from New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Yvette Barrios, who is the Deputy Director for Human Resources at the City of Palmdale. Yvette, can you believe it? For nearly 20 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core competence of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others and build business acumen. I just wondered, from your experience, what would you say would be your top tips? And if I may, if you could start off by telling us a little bit more about your organisation, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Yvette, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sure. Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much for having me today. I really do appreciate it. And wow, I can't believe it's already been 20 years. And I believe we've probably been working probably much 10 of those years is kind of when we've been in contact with. Just wanted to share a little bit about me. So, you know, as Paul mentioned, my name is Yvette Barrios. I am the Deputy Director for Human Resources at the City of Palmdale. I've been here for a little over a year now. I recently came back into the public sector. My previous 10 years, I wanted to see what human resources was like in the private sector. And so the last 10 years, I spent working really hard in healthcare, started in pediatrics and then worked my way up into a system hospital in downtown Los Angeles. So really excited about what I've learned in the private sector. It really was a lot of work and the pace is dramatically different. However, what I learned there has been very impactful, and it's really shined a light for me as far as what areas seem to be the best that will enable organizations and their people to be their best. And so so that's really where my nuggets are coming from. It is coming from healthcare, and it really boils down to leadership. And that's where you come in, Paul. But as you can imagine, too often what we see organizations is we see organizations promoting people into leadership roles without giving them the tools or the training that they truly need in order to lead people. Just because they're technically skilled isn't really the same thing when it comes to inspiring and coaching and guiding a team. Those are different, completely different skill sets. And when leaders aren't equipped, it shows. It shows in communication breakdowns, morale suffers, and ultimately customer experience also declines. That's why for me, one of the most important best practices that I would like to share is intentional leadership development. Leaders need the training, not just in policies and processes, but they also need those people skills, the emotional intelligence, the conflict resolution, the coaching, and just communication in general, professional communication. So when leaders feel prepared in those areas, they create stronger connections with their teams. Another best practice that I've learned from healthcare is we need to treat employee engagement and morale as a business priority, not an afterthought. Engaged employees are more productive, they're collaborative, and even creative. And there's a direct connection when employees feel valued and supported. Clients can also feel it too. Happy, engaged employees can also mean happy, satisfied clients. And so that's why leadership really plays a critical role, especially leaders need to create that clarity and that connection. And they need to really communicate the why behind some key decisions. Especially when an organization is coming down with the major initiatives, it's really the leader's responsibility to try and help our employees understand the why, because by teaching or showing the employees how their work directly ties to the bigger picture or the mission, it also helps recognize and consistently applies their contributions, and that way employees feel that their work matters. And when their work matters, then leaders provide them that critical information. And so I just wanted to make sure that Leaders play a critical role in that, in creating clarity and creating that connection, because morale can go up. And lastly, the only other area that I wanted to just kind of touch on is continuous feedback, and recognition. Feedback shouldn't just be a one-time event at their annual performance evaluation. It has to be ongoing. And same thing with recognition. Even if you're celebrating small little project wins, getting a deadline win, all of that really helps build trust with your employees and it helps them keep their morale up. So to summarize, when organizations invest in leadership, they prioritize engagement and they create a culture of clarity, feedback, and recognition, employees truly thrive. And when employees thrive, clients receive the best service possible. Strong leadership and positive employee engagement are not only good for people, but they're also good for business.
Brilliant.
That's wisdom, Paul.
Love that, Yvette. Absolutely love that. Really, really clear those three different areas. Really see the practical application of that. Thanks again for sharing that from your experience. Love that. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep, always keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Yvette, as is our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
You sure can.
I think we completely missed that. Yvette, it's so good to see you again. And I can't believe it's been about 10 years we've known each other. Can you believe it?
It's been a long time.
Can't believe it. It's incredible. I think I had a mullet when we first met.
It was a little shorter, but yes, anyway.
Maybe a little darker. Yvette, thanks ever so much. And again, really appreciate you sharing your wisdom from your experience with our guests. Thanks again, Yvette.
Not a problem. Anytime, Paul. Thank you.
Again.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.